most of our work is obviously around T cell immunity, looking at how the how T cells are able to control HIV replication. And most of our recent findings have focused on a cohort known as the FRESH cohort, which stands for females rising through education, support and health. And we, in this particular cohort, we identify women with hyperacute HIV infection. So what we have done is to characterize CD8 T-cell immune responses during acute HIV infection, as well as the transmitted founder virus. And we are interested both in, obviously, the immune responses, but also the virus that is transmitted, and as well as understanding how the reservoir is established. So initially, we were following the South African guidelines for treatment, so we were not treating people immediately after detection of acute HIV infection. And using that approach, we were able to show that individuals with hyperacute HIV infection make a lot of HIV-specific immune responses that are highly activated, and in fact, the T-cell immune response during the that phase is dominated by HIV-specific CD8 T-cells that are highly activated. And we were also able to show that the degree of activation, in other words, how much these CD8 T-cells are activated, as well as how quickly they are activated, is associated with viral control. But we have, and that work we have published in Immunity last year. So more recently, in unpublished work, we have now started treating these individuals during hyperacute HIV infection, and we are we have preliminary data suggesting that limited exposure to the antigen through treatment results in a higher quality immune response. So the responses are of lower magnitude, but they seem to be of higher quality based on cytokine production and based on other markers of long-term memory. And so that's one aspect of the work that we are doing. But also, we have also begun to look at humoral immunity, the humoral arm of the immune system. And in this particular conference, we had we presented some work showing that in a chronic HIV infection cohort, that you have a huge heterogeneity in terms of development of neutralizing antibodies. So there are some people who make very good neutralizing antibodies, and there are other people who are very, very poor neutralizing antibodies. And at the moment, we are interested in understanding what the viral determinants and the host determinants of making good neutralizing antibodies are. And so that's ongoing work.